The epistle to be read for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waiteth for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject, in hope because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption, into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain, even till now. And not only it be, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing. But at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many of you, if not all of you, know Thomas Edison as the inventor of the light bulb. In fact, Edison is considered one of the greatest inventors of all time. Thomas Edison was born in Milan, Ohio, in 1847. He began work at an early age and continued to work right up until his death in 1931. Throughout his prolific career as an inventor, he was well known for his determination. During his career, Edison patented more than 1,000 inventions, including the electric light, the phonograph, and the motion picture camera. These three inventions alone had an enormous impact upon society. In fact, they gave rise to the major electronic industries of music and film. Thus, these inventions changed the work and leisure habits of people throughout the world. Now, before starting any experiment, Edison tried to read all the literature on the subject to avoid repeating experiments that others had tried. Perhaps the best illustration of Edison's standard of work is his own famous statement. "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Truly, Edison was a tireless and determined worker. In an interview with Thomas Edison, a reporter asked about his experiment to find a substitute for lead in the manufacturing of storage batteries. Edison revealed to the reporter that he had made 20,000 experiments and that none of them was successful. Imagine that, 20,000 experiments, and not one had been successful. And so, amazed at this, the reporter asked, "But aren't you discouraged by the waste of all that effort?" "Waste," exclaimed Edison. "A waste? Nothing is wasted. I have discovered 20,000 things that won't work." Today's gospel begins with our Lord preaching from St. Peter's boat. And yet the gospel does not tell us what he preached about. Rather, the gospel tells us about the miraculous catch of fishes. This is what the church wants us to think about today. After having spoken to the people, our Lord tells St. Peter to go out into the sea to catch some fish. But St. Peter protested. He and his men had worked and toiled all the night. Yet they had caught nothing. St. Peter said, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." St. Peter did as our Lord told him, and by so doing, he caught a great multitude of fishes. In fact, he caught so many fishes that the nets began to break. So the men called their partners, that is, Saints James and John, to help them. And they filled both boats with the fish. And when the boats were filled, they almost sank. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' feet, for he was wholly astonished. They were so amazed by this miracle that all of them, Saints Peter, James, and John, followed our Lord from that day on. Both the gospel and the story about Thomas Edison teach us a valuable lesson on the necessity of persevering in all we do. In the gospel, we see the apostles, after having spent an entire night in what appeared to be fruitless effort, they were discouraged and almost gave up. But our Lord told them to try again. So at our Lord's command, they persevered in their labor. And then they caught so many fish that their nets began to break. In every walk of life, we must put in effort and make many attempts before we find what will work. Just as Thomas Edison said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." So too, success in what we do is 1% skill and 99% perseverance. We see this clearly in Thomas Edison's life, especially as regards his experiments with the battery. He tried over 20,000 different experiments, but none of them worked. Yet he never gave up, nor did he look at those experiments as failures. Rather, he said, because of those tests, now he knew 20,000 things that wouldn't work. We can learn a great lesson from him, and that lesson is the lesson of perseverance. When things don't go the way we want them to do, we must persevere and not be discouraged. In other words, If we fail, we must keep trying. And we must learn from our mistakes rather than be discouraged by them. This especially applies to the spiritual life. If we give up, we will never reach eternal life. For we must persevere in our daily duties and our prayers in order to be saved. And this is especially true when it is hard and when there are trials and temptations, and we don't seem to be making any headway. The key is to keep trying and not be discouraged. In the world today, my dear friends, the vice of impurity is rampant. But there is also rampant in the world today impatience, anxiety, and discouragement. And like impurity, discouragement is a tool of the devil. When we do something wrong, the devil will use the mistake to try and make us give up. He does this because when we are discouraged, we become bogged down and we can't act as we should. We can't function because we are so worried and overly concerned with things not going the way we think they should. And then we don't think about what we should be doing at that particular moment. And if temptation comes along, we will fall into sin more easily. That is why discouragement is one of Satan's favorite tools. As St. Catherine of Siena says, discouragement is a leprosy which dries up both soul and body. It prevents our doing what we should. It takes away all light, natural and supernatural. And so the soul falls into 1,000 infidelities. My dear friends, let us then persevere through this valley of tears. Like Thomas Edison, do not become discouraged by mistakes and mishaps, but learn from them and use them to your advantage. Crosses should not make us anxious or discouraged. That is when we see some cross or trial come our way. Do not look forward to the evil that might come. Rather, look to the good that might come from the cross or trial. Embrace the situation as a chance to prove your love for God. As St. Paul says, to them that love God, all things work unto good. And when the devil tempts you to be discouraged and to give up, take refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Remember that He loves you with an infinite love, and He is all-powerful. He has already defeated the devil by His death upon the cross. The devil doesn't stand a chance against our Lord. And so with our Lord on our side, we have nothing to fear, for He is our strength and our all. As St. Paul says, if God be for us, who is against us? Therefore, have confidence in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who has triumphed over the demon that would trouble you. And finally, be faithful to your daily prayers. By saying your daily rosary, you will gain consolation and help necessary to persevere throughout life. Go to Our Lady for assistance in your daily trials and crosses, and she will help you. She will help you carry your daily crosses and trials. She is our loving mother, our guide, and our helper in this valley of tears. Let us then always have recourse to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary and pray to them for assistance. Remember, we will soon be in eternity, And then we will see how all our affairs of this world are such little things, and how little it matters whether they turn out to our liking or not. As St. Francis de Sales says, we will see that our concerns in this world were truly only child's play. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.